According to the head of the United Nations peacekeeping operations, Hervé Latsouze, the Security Council spent much of last year considering an African-led mission to help reunify Mali. The proposal for the African-led international support mission in Mali, AFISMA, came from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the African Union, which finally authorized its creation in December.
In December, the assumption was that first the stakeholders would deal with the restoration of the constitutional order in the country and only at a later stage take up the restoration of the integrity of the country. Events in the course of January, all that you know, have in a way inverted that logic, but there will be certainly the need both to stabilize the country and also to restore the normal order of things, the rule of law, the security issues.
The events of January that Ms. de Latsouze is referring to relate to the military intervention of France at the request of the government of Mali to help fight extremist Islamists. The French forces have been bombing the extremists who had controlled northern Mali for months and began to push to the south in January. According to Ambassador Gérard Aron of France, the deployment of the French forces alongside AFISMA could pave the way for UN peacekeepers known as Blue Helmets.
The French forces won't stay. We leave now. You have the French forces and the African forces of the AFISMA. The AFISMA is not under Blue Helmet. So we will have, and it's not the first time in the UN that it happens, actually. It happens this way, for instance, in Côte d'Ivoire and other circumstances, that we will have to have a transition from the French and AFISMA to a UN peacekeeping operation. And it will be all the more easier because I guess that most of the contingents of the peacekeeping operations will be the African contingents put under Blue Helmet.
The head of UN peacekeeping operations, Hervé Latsouze, says this will be a matter for the Security Council to decide, and certain conditions have to prevail for the deployment of such a mission.
It is clear that this will require, of course, an invitation by the government of Mali, but already I note that the African Union, as well as the ECOWAS, and a number of member states of the United Nations have already expressed themselves in that direction. It is also clear that the peacekeeping operation in Mali cannot develop itself in any sort of circumstances. To keep the peace, there has to be some peace.
Meanwhile, relief agencies are concerned about the humanitarian situation in Mali. David Gressley, the UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Sahel, says things are moving quickly on the ground with the military intervention, which displaced approximately 30,000 people. And he points to some positive developments.
Situation today is that we now have access back into central Mali, and we're reinforcing our presence in Mopti itself as a logistics base looking forward. We're now able to once again start to send supplies northwards towards Timbuktu. The World Food Program has just recently initiated those shipments, but we're looking for broader access throughout North Mali.
According to Mr. Gressley, about 500,000 people in northern Mali are in need of food assistance. He says that a greater humanitarian presence in the region will also help in getting human rights monitors on the ground to protect civilians and verify allegations of human rights abuses. Derek Mbata, United Nations.